Thank you for joining to Welcome Future with me. My name is Elaira, and on this podcast, I invite non-conventional business leaders to talk about thought-provoking, sometimes very disruptive, and totally new ways of doing business. Talking about non-conventional, I believe Dr. Jacqueline Hobbs is on the top of the list. She not only shares paving the way for new world business content, she is a very practical role model of how to do it. As well, she brings extraordinary set of abilities she was born with. This is not just another casual conversation. Her words, body wiring, and her presence have ability to bring people in connection with themselves and purify patterns which holds them back. Believe me, I stand by those words because I interviewed this special woman several times and every time it brought me to really intense process myself. Here is a sneak peek of our conversation.
Freely given actually means that there is a very certain type of financial transaction taking place. However, that transaction is not decided by the mind or the emotions, and it does not come first, and it is not part of a framework of traditionally what we call value. Freely given is about fully putting all of yourself into each moment without self-censorship.
Today in our conversation, it feels we went to the bottom of it all. Jacqueline shared deep, high-level wisdom on how universe really works and how to build your business with the broader principles of nature, including definitions of what they are. We talked about how to hold the nerve through currently really tough times, about bright future which is ahead of us, and we discussed if donations are the ultimate future financial transaction. Why for some people it doesn't work, what is the real root cause of it, and how to share your gifts and talents with the world from the place and principle of freely given. Hope you enjoy. Hello, Jacqueline.
So happy to see you today, Elaira.
I am so happy too. It's been quite a journey to enter this interview.
We are in a really new time now, aren't we? I mean, even since we last spoke, the economics of the time, the way people are doing business, the new thoughts and the new business which is starting to appear at a rapid rate, it's quite breathtaking, isn't it? We're just new human beings in the full definition of the word now.
Oh, yes. And since you already start talking about it, maybe you can share a little bit where we are collectively, what's happening, what is the pulse of the business right now, and where are we going towards?
Well, the pulse of business right now, on the one hand, we're seeing quite a lot of panic. And then on the other hand, we are seeing people swapping over into a new way of being so that especially financially, they are still able to function, maybe even more efficiently even than they did before, by a change in business practices and particularly a change in collection mechanism and platforming electronically.
Yes, we talked already in previous episodes on my podcast. We have several conversations about donations and different business models for those people who are joining us the first time. And today we will go deeper, continuing this conversation.
Yes.
So before we dived in into more details about donations and business models and transactions, can you share a little bit for people who are really struggling and really the tension is rising and the shift is happening, as you just mentioned before, how to hold that nerve, how to prepare for this time?
Well, I want you all to understand that now you are resonating on a completely different frequency to what you were before. And that means that your physicality is starting to grow in a new direction so that you can answer to much higher, purer vibrations on this planet. That's why it's all going to hell in a handbasket around you. So in this interview, let's not focus on the external world and even not on what's going on inside our heads or in our emotions. And let's just focus on this space, which actually is all about that high frequency, that purity of you, which is fast embodying. And what's happening for you is that you are shedding every single thing that is in the way of you abundantly flourishing and using your talents in the best way possible for these very, very new and different times. And the great news is, you haven't got to make any decisions. The decisions will get made because of you, through you, and with you, as a result of your body already automatically following and being shaped by this new frequency. You were very much born for these times, and now actually you have a new expanded repertoire that you've never had before. And so it's a bit like bursting out of the chrysalis. You now need to put a bold step forward in the direction that you really want to go, and the direction that you find is already naturally happening for you, a bit like surfing that wave when you're already up on the surfboard and you just start to twist the board a little bit according to the next ongoing wave. You're already there, you're already on your journey, and if something is falling away or giving you extreme difficulty, just drop it. Let it fall away and let the new you emerge. The business world is now going to change very radically, and you're going to find that not only are we virtualizing in our currency for both good and bad reasons at the moment, but not only this, that we are starting to think about our transactions more in terms of what we want to achieve with or without the limitations that have been in place. And as we forge forward, it's going to be all about the person directly in front of you and how much you care about whether what you're talking about actually happens. If you don't feel it, and if there isn't a strong connection for you, that also is part of the repertoire where you are going to be dropping stuff and just letting it fall away. Even just kick it out the door as quickly as you can because it's no longer needed. Follow where the strong charge is and realize and understand that you are purifying 24 hours a day now through all the action that you take. So keep moving, keep adapting, keep flowing. And it's not so much about thinking or trying to work it out. It's continually moving forward into the next open space, always making sure that your deep principles and your own truth is not being compromised, and continuing to move forward in a steady, fluid way. You'll actually find that there is a lot of calmness and a lot of process. And that process will show you, even when you have strong emotions sometimes, that you really needed to let go of what's leaving, and that you really needed to step into this new territory of actually judging circumstantially each moment where you actually are this moment, without trying to analyze it too much, project, or get too much into the story of that moment. It's all about using your body now in a new way, where your body is actually generating the currency of care every single minute. And then where you come across those interactions, where that care meter, that measure of excitement goes up, then you push forward into that space. And whatever drops side to side, you just let it go. Don't even look down as it falls away and keep going. That's what's happening. Because right now there is a fast forward eject going on in the world of the old system. And you don't want to be hanging on to all the stuff that's being forced to leave. You want to keep yourself nice and compact with one foot in front of the other on that high wire. And you want to be looking straight ahead with your pole already in your hands, balancing nicely from side to side, and you just keep moving with your sights on the platform at the other end of the wire, which, by the way, every time you get near to it, is then going to edge a little bit further into the distance again. So you never quite reach the platform, but it's going to keep pulling you along. You are on a positive future trajectory. If you are listening today, everything is going to be okay. It doesn't mean that it's going to be without worry or anxiety, but it does mean that you are on the most thrilling adventure you've ever come across in your life so far, and there is going to be that incredible uplifting outcome from this whole chapter that you've always suspected is possible, but that you've never seen.
I resonate so much with a lot of what you said, but you said it so clearly. I love how you named it, because I notice my body is really doing the things that sometimes like, ooh, wait for me. It's just happening.
This is the purification space. So this is not an ordinary interview. This is a space in which all of us are meeting. We are already accelerating in frequency, wrapping around the highest of integrity. We are plugging in, each of us, only into our own source connection. There's no healing going on. There's no putting anything in or taking anything out. But in the presence of this space, in my presence, and then in the combined presence of everyone joining together to listen right now, whether it's in what will be the past after this interview or in the future, other people joining to actually listen and watch beyond the recording and when it is immediately released, we will all keep on cumulatively charging and potentiating this space of moving deeper and deeper into an embodiment of new business, which, by the way, is based on everything being freely given. And we're going to explain that today.
Yes, that's the word that I really want to dive deeper.
Yes, it really needs explaining, doesn't it,
Dave? Yes.
Immediately you hear those words.
What does it mean, really?
All these images come up. First of all, maybe we can dissect a little bit about what it's not. Okay. Freely given doesn't mean that no money is involved. Freely given actually means that there is a very certain type of financial transaction taking place. However, that transaction is not decided by the mind or the emotions, and it does not come first. And it is not part of a framework of traditionally what we call value. Traditionally, you go to a shop and you think, oh, you know, I'd really like to buy that. And you look at the price and you think, can I afford it or not? And you're very clear in your mind, well, that's not freely given. I have to pay for it. Okay? And we're not saying that here. What we're saying is, you are given exactly what you need every moment, let's say in this interaction, just for example, by myself. So I am giving you everything this moment that I have to give without a filter. In that sense, it is freely given. And I think we can be clear in this moment that money is not involved when I'm talking about that, because in a way we're talking about every single level that you can think of, that you know and that you don't. And I'm not asking anyone here to give me any money. Okay, so I'm actually coming from a very different place from when I design a product and then think about how much I'm going to price it at and then how much I'm going to expect to receive for it. There's no expectation in this process. And actually, by the time I finish this interview, I'm not going to be thinking about how much someone may decide to give as a donation afterwards for listening. I'm not even interested because I'm too busy getting excited about the next thing that I'm doing. So it's a spontaneous state of pure creativity and embodiment of the essence of my own self and nothing else in purity. Because in the purification space, patterns and adverse effects are being continually deleted by my self-healing ability. And it's the same for me as it is for everybody in the purification space. I also am constantly deleting patterns, not only in my own personal field, but for others as well, because that is part of my job. Okay, in the purification space, which is what I'm talking about when we talk about freely given, there is always built into this space the ability that every single person has to delete their own patterns and much more besides, by the way, because now all human beings are deleting not only patterns in themselves, in their own family lines, but they are actually purifying patterns behind leaders, shadow controllers, and very soon we'll be doing an event on negative high frequency beings, which are to do with our current world situation. We can purify anything, and we all are now functioning on that frequency level where that is happening spontaneously all of the time. So that's almost a prerequisite and it's built into the space. And then freely given is about fully putting all of yourself into each moment without self-censorship. Giving because it lifts you. It enchants you, it illuminates you, it moves you, it excites you, and you feel deeply within you a greater sense of solidity. Not that woo, not that high, buzzy, sort of spiritual, blissy feeling, because that's often very ungrounded and that's just to do with your spiritual body. I'm talking about your physical body, your emotional body, your mental body, and your spiritual body. When you purify, all three are integrated and are being conditioned and shaped by just the purity of your own source connection, where you're up to in this process. And so when you give, and that is freely given, you are actually totally aligned with nature itself. And desire, in the healthy sense of the word, not the indulgent definition, is playing through the situation at such a high frequency that you are just moved by what is your greatest, deepest wish spontaneously in the moment without really thinking about it. It actually comes into form and happens without you really having to suggest even or do something. It just starts to shape because of the interaction with the other person, physical or non-physical action. It can be online as well as in person. And actually, in this way of being, we call that dreaming. If you look in the library on my website, there is a YouTube live broadcast about the whole subject of dreaming, so I'm not going to get too much into that today. But freely given is about the whole state of dreaming that a human being is able to engage in, where you seed a new future by being totally and utterly who you are, without falling into fear frequencies, without operating in the zone, which is in the zone of patterns and the slave self. The slave self is the part of us which is limited and controlled by another source, which is also a part of our system and part of our world reality, which is currently leaving, by the way. And that's what we see happening in the external world situation at the moment, the clash of worlds as one tries to stay and is not able to. Okay, so I hope you're starting now just to expand and get into a deeper, more physically evident feeling in your own self of how being in the zone of operating from freely given means that you are wholly focused, very grounded, and you are already operating from your own purity, spontaneously, and you are nakedly interacting with someone, first and foremost, with exactly what is in front of you and the read, if you like, directly in your body as it reports back to you that moment from your source connection, not from your mind, not from your emotions, not from spiritual teachings, not from political or economic theories about how business or the world should work. I am holding you to that frequency when you meet in this space with me. And if you want to get more involved in operating this way, then you can meet me over and over again in different events, particularly the Reboot group, to continually be held at this frequency so you operate that way until your body switches into it automatically all of the time.
Yeah. So first of all, I need to move my body because this theme really hits my body. Oh,
yes.
I really feel like it needs to flow now.
Yes, then we know, don't we, from doing previous interviews together. It has been incredibly intense, hasn't
it's
it?
Been,
and that
it's...
is the experience for a lot of the interviewers who work with me. Often they process so deeply and so fast as we do the interview that you need to actually be open to the fluidity and the purification,
yeah,
which you find to be extremely physical. And that's what the purification space is. It changes reality. And when we work from the setting of freely given, we actually directly, really and truly change our society. We change our economic and our business lives. We change our health. We change our body. And we make everything and everyone wrap around us and our individual purity signal. This is a completely different style of life. It's the new human being which puts government, business, and economics into another category. It must serve the principle of doing no harm, or it cannot stick because you're not calibrated that way and you never were. And continually to follow this vibration and this setting in your physicality is to actually rewrite the future of business and economics. However much it seems to be saying to you, you've got to do it our way or this way, it's actually the other way round. This space and this time actually is all about making the world adhere to the way of being that we already carry and have brought here for these times. Because now there's going to be a switch and the future is going to be ruled by the 99%, not the 1%.
Yeah, and you mentioned a lot about doing business and being in line with nature and doing no harm. And I want to clarify that part. Can I give you a bit challenging question just to understand it better?
I like challenging questions.
So, when you look in the nature and the cycles in nature, mm-hmm, there are animals killing animals. There are plants,
yes,
strangling plants. How is that no doing harm?
Because those animals and those plants are obeying their own self nature. And at this moment in time, that is their setting, which is a mixture of purity and patterns. The animal world is no different to the human world in this sense. It does have its own self-limiting and conditioning patterns, which are actually not in its own DNA, like is the case for us. It's actually coded into nature through human connection. It's a little bit complicated, but I will explain it because I think it's quite fascinating. So, plants and animals, actually, at the moment, they don't really have the same range of choice. They are actually, in many ways, far more advanced than humans, but not all of that is switched on. And their advanced frequencies, they resonate in a completely other frequency setting than has been reached on the Earth yet. And human beings don't actually function in the same zone as plants and animals currently, although in the future that will be the case, just as it was before. Meanwhile, you have the human setting, which has the enviable, but sometimes the unenviable faculty of choice, okay? And so human beings, when they make a choice, they actually condition the settings of reality on this planet. They don't wholly condition it, they partially condition it. That then influences the patterning that starts to influence animals and plants. So animals and plants function wholly out of their purity and they don't have any choice. But that purity setting is then compromised by the part of the feed, if you like, from human beings into nature, which operates on behalf of the quality of the choices that human beings are making. So what's happened is that with the change in vibration on the Earth in history, maybe let's say from a higher frequency to a denser frequency, I'm not talking about good or bad necessarily, just something heavier and more limiting. What's happened is that animals and plants, although they still only operate according to their purity and nothing else, that is now in a denser frequency zone, and human beings do not have the access to those more enlightened qualities that animals and plants do function on in our space, but we're not aware of. And then when human beings actually interact with animals and plants, and of course when they don't, which is most of the time, they unthinkingly continue with their everyday reality, not realizing what an impact they have on the earth and the balance of the forces of nature, that has an effect on the overall context in which animals and plants operate. And so we will see animals and plants obeying their purity, but also, because it is their self-nature now, killing each other. So for nature and animals and plants, killing is not self-harm. It's not doing harm. It's obeying the purity setting, as is dictated by nature, which is partially controlled by humans. Whereas for humans, it's slightly different. When we obey our purity setting, our purity setting has the faculty of choice, and we are plugged into a different part of reality where we can also operate in our own way at a very advanced level, but it has different qualities. And doing no harm for the human being is not upsetting the balance of nature and not causing plants and animals to be downgraded in their own purity setting. I hope I've made that as clear as I possibly can, because
yeah,
there are
is.
Slightly different rules for the different pathways.
Yeah, and maybe just to clarify a bit more, what do you mean by nature? Is it like trees and animals, plants, or nature
really
is
good
more?
Question. I don't just mean the rocks, the weather, the heavenly bodies and the celestial influences, the plants, the animals and the trees. By nature, I actually mean the mechanism and the principles by which your source connection works. Because your source connection is continually receiving signals from the universe, from your own purity setting, and then it's shaped by the choices that you make. And then that starts to embody something called pure love. And according to how well you do that, according to the principle of no harm, and especially no self-harm, your source connection then powers up to be able to plug in to deeper and deeper and wider spectrum abilities and frequencies universally. And so the source connection is not a state, it's certainly not God up in the sky or a set of deities from a path or a practice or a religious or a spiritual tradition. Your source connection is the actual practical physical wiring in your body which actually embodies pure love, which is the nature of your purity setting, is your whole identity. And what's happening at the moment on this planet is that you now have full access to that for the first time ever on the planet. It's never happened before. It's only just become possible. It just started to edge into the realm of human possibility in 2016. And the mechanics of it were finally falling into place at the end of 2014. Okay, nothing to do with the Mayan calendar and all of that jazz, or any particular timekeeping system that you see externally on the planet right now. And so nature is the way that your source connection, a bit like an antenna or that filament that you see inside a light bulb that carries the charge to make the light bulb flash and then produce a light, is operating in terms of you fully embodying pure love in your life every day and emitting that frequency signal. When that signal is starting to embody everywhere and it's getting through because patterns are not blocking it anymore and the frequency of the slave self is no longer where your body is operating, then your light is on all the time. It powers up as soon as you get into the purification space and then very soon now, even if you're new to the purification space, once you join a few times, you actually switch on yourself because you have your own self-healing ability at the frequency of pure love, because that's what the purification space is about. And then you're off and you learn how to walk across that high rope, that tight rope that goes right across towards that platform I was talking about. And that has a set of rules, which you won't find them written down anywhere. This is not about science. It's not about morality. It's not about ethics. It's not about a formula. It is being broadcast through your body every moment. So if we go back to the gymnast or the tightrope walker who's there with their pole, that person doesn't go, hang on a minute, I'll just look it up on Google to find out how to do this. You do that and you will drop off the wire because you're overbalanced and you're not paying attention to your feet, or you're not holding the bar properly and you've got one hand off for your phone or whatever. Okay, your body actually is providing the feedback every moment. And who cares what the rules are about that feedback or how it works? You've just got a live broadcast going on inside you through your musculature, through the balance of your brain and the actual bigger brain that you have in the soles of your feet that are going, oh, just a bit this way, that way. And if you notice, the thought happens at exactly the same time as the physical body moves. The slave self makes you think, oh, I need to change my feet. Okay, change your feet, and you change your feet. It's not like that. Actually, it's a simultaneous broadcast. Your body is like an oracle. Your body is continually feedbacking to you like a mirror. I am moving left foot forward, slight adjustment on the right, and your body does it all at the same time. And you get a multi-dimensional broadcast, which is actually called joy, by the way, when it works completely seamlessly, and whoop, you're across the tightrope wire. That follows a set of principles dictated by nature, but no one will ever be able to unlock that code. And if they attempt to, actually, they transgress. And I don't mean morally or in terms of sin, but that's not really what human beings are meant to do. If you do that and you try to access or work out what the code of nature is or reality, you will end up taking a partial formula because you simply won't be able to access the whole code. And then you'll start operating off of a partial system and you will create a dumbed down, more limited, closed system rather than an open, dynamic, living, truly calibrated purity system. And by the way, the listeners and the watchers now must have started to realize that actually what I'm talking about is the same thing as what started to happen in the world of genetic engineering, science, and philosophy as well. The attempt to pack reality into this and try and get it all to work in a linear fashion. There's nothing wrong with thinking and doing things in a linear fashion, if we understand that it's a temporary tool that's part of the joy of existence. But if we actually start to believe that that is the measure of how life really is and how nature operates, then we are in trouble. We set ourselves up as gods and controllers of reality. And then, by the way, we create a financial system. We create a program for how humans maybe should be. We call that morality, or sometimes ethics. Or we create a mental philosophical document, which is great fun, of course, because then we can muse about the mystery of our existence. But we then set up something which, if we're not careful, we could fall in love with and fall into so deeply that we actually forget about the fullness of who we are and the fact that we are a mystery feedback mechanism. And we then limit ourselves to the nature of the formula that we've fallen in love with. And like we tend to experience in life, all systems work for a while, then they don't work anymore, and we go through the pain of having to let them go with all of the repercussions that ensue. And that's exactly what's happening in our world right now. Our financial system has actually fallen apart, and what's happened is that certain people who were behind that system are not limiting people anymore, because everybody's realizing that that system's falling apart and they're seeing the cracks in reality. So the people behind that system are trying to get a stronger grip on our reality and get our attention back again. That's why we see an illness going on in the moment in our society with all these false messages around it. By the way, there is an illness, but it's not the illness we're being told about. And then the bigger picture of how we actually already have the ability to function according to those principles of nature and be that tightrope walker, be fully abundant, supported, change our clothes with every season, business-wise, economically, in every sense, a continual revolution of joyful change and transmutation, which is always uplifted by and supported by those natural principles, that goes out the window. We forget and we cut ourselves off from what truly nourishes us, which brings us everything we need, and what feeds us. We all know if you put a seed in the ground, then a cabbage, a flower, or whatever it is will grow as long as we water it. If we talk to it, it'll go faster and it will be even more beautiful, but it will just grow itself because it's got its own self nature inside it. The human being is just the same, and freely given is moving with all of that spontaneity and those instructions that are already inside, watering the process and never falling off the tightrope, trying to make a system out of those mystery principles, and instead obeying the feedback that is in the whole body organism that keeps telling you, "Ooh, I kind of feel that business meeting isn't right today, I better change it." Or, "Well, I just feel to do this, I know it says that, but how about we just scrap that and we try this?" Or, "I know you don't have the money, but I really want to do this. Can we make another arrangement?" And we are continually operating according to that live, dynamic aliveness that is the real human being, instead of that boxy other slave system that says, "These are the rules, do it this way, and then you'll be a millionaire," and all of that stuff that we're all sick and tired of.
Yeah, those five steps and then you're lucky. And I want to clarify one more question there about this freely given still, because it's so bugging me in my head.
Sure.
There's so much concept about this giving, 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 and I totally understand what you're talking about. It's way more expansive way. Mm-hmm. But there are so many people who get burnouts where it's just give, and then it's kind of abusive way of giving. So how that works?
Say, and this is such an exciting topic for me. We are not talking about harm here. In the purification space, if you are operating from your self-healing ability, there will be no burnout. There will be natural replenishment all of the time, and you will not encounter that burnout. It's impossible. You will be taxed because you are so automatically and strongly creating and flowing and giving, but it's like a muscle which is building, which feels nicely tired after a massive workout. Not the kind of, I can't possibly continue. Not that kind of burnout. And also, freely given is not just give, I don't care what anybody gives me. It's not that either. That's charity, which gets us into the whole religious world of finance, okay? Because there's no harm involved, although there's no expectation of being given, you are in right relationship with your own self. So you are listening to your body, and when your body says stop, you stop. And when you're in a circumstance where suddenly you're feeling to say, okay, I'm going to give a price tag now, or I'm going to ask for a donation, or I'm going to work by a certain type of donation, or I'm going to have some fixed price and some donation arrangements. That is being informed from the inside out by the purity of your own source connection. So you are not in a trajectory of bringing harm to yourself or another, because you are already operating at a frequency where that's not possible, because your self-healing ability is switched on and you are constantly reacting and responding to what is there live in your system. That's very different from operating at the level of the slave self, where patterns are already in place to the majority rather than the minority. Because remember, when you're in the purification space, there are still patterns, but they're in the minority and they are always being purified. When we have the slave self, there are just patterns running. And then freely given is just the religious or charity-based idea of give. And because you're such a saint, then eventually the world will recognize that and they will give you what you deserve. And of course, the flip side of that is that you have a notion about what other people deserve, and particularly about the deserving poor. And then you give as well your own money in a kind of charity sense. And you're always coming from a place of deficit, because freely given in the religious sense is you actually exclude your own self. So that's the definition of harm, isn't it? And actually, you don't really have much care or concern for the other party, because you are projecting on them already a state of them being the deserving poor, because there's something missing or lacking in them. And then you need to give them something to help them, because you are in some way spiritually purer than others. That's bullshit. It's abuse, actually. And it all comes out of a lower frequency setting, which is very dense. I don't mean bad. I just mean something that is heavier and slower in its vibration, which almost is a bit like, we're all down here. We're all suffering together. We're all pure and we're all spiritual together. And because we're all on this very murky, strange wavelength where the spiritual will always work it out somehow because they're better than everyone else. And because we're all afflicted by suffering in this world, and so there's a kind of good and a bad party, somehow magically it will all sort itself out if we freely give our money and we leave ourselves out and we don't really find out who you are either, because we've already decided that you're poor or better than someone else. These are all false values. It's too woo-woo for a start. It's not grounded and it does not obey the frequency of nature. Nature does not starve an open network. Nature does cut off what is already dying or that does not actually integrate with an open network, and it will shed and wither stems or even a limb that no longer is at the same frequency of the rest of a body or a plant stem or trunk of a tree. But if there is an open network, it always nurtures, specializes, and produces more abundance, which benefits all, both at the individual level and the collective level. And there's no distinction between the two. And you hear spirituality talking about these things, but it is only talking about them because it is operating from the level of the slave self. The slave self is always to do with a fixed system, a doctrine or a principle where it's been pre-worked out and it's been extracted out of nature, what I was talking about earlier. It's not actually the live dynamic embodiment of nature itself, which takes part at a setting of purity and where the self-healing ability is switched on at these new, much higher frequencies that we are now starting to operate on. Does that make sense?
It does. It does make sense. And there is this part of me which wants to understand even more grounded way about this shift of donation and freely given. Because yes. In a previous episode, you shared a lot, very valuable information to break down types of donations and how it works and what is behind and what doesn't work. And I encounter so many people who want to shift and it just doesn't work.
Their frequency setting is not correct. And you know, you can talk it all till the cows come home, but can you do it? And doing it is really about, first of all, your self-healing ability being switched on, all of you starting to operate in alignment with your purity setting. You must actually be resonating physically in that bandwidth. It's a bit like an example I've given recently on another podcast where I have said, you know, you can pretend to be a Jaguar, but if you're a mini, it doesn't matter how much you talk it up, you can change the seats, the doors, even the engine, but you're still a high-class mini. You're not a Jaguar. You have to be ready. And now what's happening is that the frequency of the planet, as it's changing, because we're changing, we're actually driving the frequency changes on this planet, by the way, because those settings are going up, we're accelerating and we're becoming purer beings. We are starting to dispense with a lot of the slave self and the religious ways of thinking about money, our previous political and economic systems of financial currency and collection of cash, virtual and physical. And we are starting to move more into an immediate direct type of transaction where we just want to do it. And then we are being forced to actually live from the principles of no harm to actually be able to come to a physical conclusion and financial success. We are being forced to drop what is abusive about us. And anywhere where our source connection has been contaminated with the frequencies of the slave self.
About this shift of transactions, of cash, of the money system,
yes,
which we keep coming back. Is donation ultimate goal of how our financial system will work?
Not an ultimate goal. Nature has no ultimate goals. It obeys its own instructions. And then on the feedback, through all the other sentient beings on this planet and the purity setting that it is calibrated in its own right, it starts to move and change according to all of those coefficients. So it's always a mystery where it's heading, what the form will be that is taken, and it is always unknown. That's completely different to the world of the slave self, where you already have a goal, and if you're not meeting that goal, then you're failing and you've got to find out what the proper rules are, or there's something that you're doing wrong, or there's something deficient about you. The system is more, if we can call it a system, it's just a mystery system, okay? The mystery system holds all potentials in it, both known and unknown. And when you are obeying your own source connection, you have your own unique instructions, which you cannot mimic or copy off of anyone else. You've got to do it yourself. You can't latch on to other things or other people or other ways of being. No formula will ever be able to substitute your own instructions. And it's the type of operation where you become an expert in learning how to walk your own tightrope, because you have your own relationship with the pole. You have your own particular set of experiences with your own body, and you even have your own tightrope. And that's not to say that only you can do it and no one else. Actually, what it means is, yes, only you can do it, as well as everyone else being part of that through the filter of your own source connection. So it's an individuality and an aloneness which is simultaneously connective and interconnected. It's indivisible, and it's a separation which in some senses is illusory, because it's actually an interrelatedness at the same time.
So why did you choose to talk about donations and educate people about it and work yourself purely on donations?
Because of the nature of the work that I specifically do, it's right for me, but it's not right for everyone. What we will find as the times change is that donation will become a bigger and bigger frequency on the planet in a really practical, physical way as part of financial transactions. But it won't be the only way. There's going to be so many different types of exchange coming up. It's very, very exciting. Digital currencies do allow for that. Healthy ones I'm talking about here, not the negative ones that still close out people based on the amount of economic value they already hold in their hand. There are so many permutations which are becoming available, and we're still going to see a little bit of that old fixed value system playing in there as well, but it will be more in the minority and it will only be used in certain types of situation. You have to decide what is right for you. You certainly can't copy what I do. Certainly, I am going to make available a certain type of donation system to other people which is similar to what I do, and someone else is actually in the process of programming and creating that through their own genius, which will then be available to others through that separate channel. But it's up to you whether you use it, and of course there will be many other platforms out there, and some people will be using donation wholly, some people will be using the principle of freely given and using donation in relation to that. Others might use minimum donation, and the different types of donation that you find actually out there are quite diverse. And that's before we even get into all the other types of collection mechanism financially that do exist out there apart from donation. It's going to be far more multiple, and people have to find their way with it. But the root of purity is always freely given, and then it translates through your source connection into the way that is right for you out of all of the different multiple forms of financial collection you can employ.
Jacqueline, it's been such a profound and eye-opening conversation. The wisdom you shared, universal principles, how nature works. Is there anything else you want to say yourself as the last wrapping words?
I would just like to say to everyone that, you know, I always say that the future is positive. Mm-hmm. But do you really realize how positive it is? You never know how incredible existence is. But I think that today, and I hope very much through this podcast, which has been quite amazing with Elaira interviewing, that there is a feeling now in you of something else being possible that is nothing else than all that you already are and always have been and were. And now you will start to grow into the next stage of your own financial and business practices from your own purity setting as a result of watching that. And that is all freely given. So really be curious to see what it does for you. And realize that if you are purifying and if you are at this frequency setting, this will work. And if you want to do and be a part of more of this in the way that is right for you, not my way, your way, then let's collaborate more together. Join the purification space. Get yourself signed up in the Rebook group on my website homepage so you start your own personal purification process deeper, and so that I hold you to that frequency where you are on that purity setting consistently that we're talking about. Let's give it a go. Let's see what it's like. I can tell you that you will feel more alive and more blessed and more grateful, and you will certainly have security, and you will have a type of self-belief and dignity that no one can take away from you, whatever happens in the external world. And that's the way to navigate these times. On the purity setting, everything is a win and a gain, because you started off from an equality and a deep reverence for no harm, for the principles of nature, and the sense that all beings are equally valuable and invaluable, without value in the sense of not being able to be pinned down to a system or a price. That is the type of freedom that is possible now, regardless of everything that's going on. You and life is freely given.
Wow. That's all I can say. Thank you, Jacqueline, so much for this wisdom.